Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Test. I'm Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel, he says, Noah gin hayu beis abba. Reb Gamliel's family, which was from the Davidic dynasty, they were the Nesiim, the princes, the chief rabbis, very prominent family. They had a minik shayu noslin klei lavan lekoves. They would take their white clothing, not so popular today to wear white suits, but in those days, klei lavan, white, like a kittel, that was the traditional garb that Moshe Rabbeinu wore when he was mechanich the Mishkan, and the Netziv says in his Haggadah that's what they wore when they ate in the Beis HaMikdash. So that was the finery. Klei lavan, the white clothing, lekovis, they would give it to the laundry, Nachri, was non-Jewish, shlosh yavim konu l'Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos. Why? Because obviously they were super machmir, like the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said that all the laundry, if you gave it to a guy, needed to be done before Shabbos. But we paskin like Beis Hillel, as long as you give it to him before Shabbos and he could do it at any time, not specifically to be done on Shabbos, that's not a problem. In general, we are not machmir for the shita of Beis Shammai. We are accepting, generally speaking, the shita of Beis Hillel, except for very few specific cases. And this is because we have a tradition that when you have an amida l'minyan, when you have a gathering, and in the times of Chazal, they had the decision to be made in one direction, then there's no reason even to be machmir for the minority opinion, because that minority opinion was already outvoted in the time of the Mishnah. And that's why the Gemara says about the machloks and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai shita, their opinion is ain't a Mishnah. It doesn't count anymore because it was outvoted. As opposed to if you have later opinions, like opinions in the Rishonim or in the Acharonim, you'll find very often people want to be stringent for those opinions because they haven't been outvoted completely from the halachic system. V'shav and elu le'elu, says the Mishnah. Everybody agrees, Shetoan in Korah's Beis Chabad, you can take the beam which you used to place on top of the olive press, v'igule hagas, and the ground circle. If you ever go to Israel to one of these excavation sites where they have a giant pit where they used to crush and grapes into wine, so it's not so efficient to use your toes. Like in the I Love Lucy, usually they would use a gigantic circular rock, a wheel. You didn't have to reinvent the wheel. They had the wheel in those days. So once they already crushed it, the practice was that they would start to crush it on the beginning of the process on Erev Shabbos, and then they would leave the heavy beam or that heavy stone wheel to let it continue to seep out. So even though Beis Shammai says, generally speaking, you have to do the malacha before Shabbos, and there's the problem of Shvisas Kalim, you're not allowed to have your Kalim do work for you on Shabbos. In this case, since you did the main crushing on Erev Shabbos, even if you're leaving the beam or the gigantic wheel on Shabbos, and it is causing some juice to ooze out, either from the olives or from the grapes, that's not really a malacha at all. It's just happening memela, just by. The main malacha was already done on Erev Shabbos, and therefore even Beis Shammai agrees that it's permitted in this case. Mishnah Yud. Ein solin basar batzal ubeitza ela kadeshi yitzolu mibod yom. Very important principle that we are not allowed to roast meat, onions, or eggs unless they are roasted mibod yom, already early in the day. What are we referring to here? So the Gemara explains this is a principle that we call shehiya. Shehiya means leaving it on. We have to be careful and actually have to prepare on Erev Shabbos if we have food which is in our oven or in a crock pot or on the range. It actually has to be cooked before Shabbos, because if it's not, in the times of Chazal, they used to have coal burning ovens or stoves, and the concern was that if you're going to put a par-cooked item, your chicken, on the flame on Friday afternoon, and you're going to be, getting to your meal, and it's not going to be ready, you might stir the coals and get it to cook faster. So today, we require, the Gemara says, this is machlokas than the Tanoim, me'ikra din, we require that it be cooked what's called kemaychel ben drusai, which according to Rashi is 1/3 cooked, because that's a gangster by the name of Ben Drusai could eat it that much, and then that would be sufficient. So if you are cooking on Friday afternoon in your kitchen, somebody in your house is cooking, we have to make sure that the food is at least 1/3 cooked according to Rashi. Otherwise, you have to make some kind of adjustment, either by using a blech and or covering the knobs, covering the hisors. It's very complicated, not for this Mishnah, but just that we should be aware. Now, there is a lachatchila to make sure that it's fully cooked, and if it's not totally cooked, then you also, according to many, should make an adjustment to cover the inner lining of the crock pot or something like that. But this is an awareness. This is an unusual halacha because it means that even on Erev Shabbos, on Friday afternoon, we have to set up a system to be concerned that maybe when Shabbos starts, we might stick some pole in and start playing around with the gechalim, with the coals, or we might start adjusting the knobs. So when Shabbos starts, we have to make sure, is all of our food, are all of our heating elements, are they all Shabbos ready? And it doesn't just mean that it's in Sabbath mode. Do we make sure that the food is cooked enough that we don't have to worry somebody's going to play with the controls, so that's either one-third cooked or lechatchila fully cooked when Shabbos comes in, if it's in the oven or on the range? Ein nosnet pasla tano im chashecha. You can't put bread in the oven. Velo charor al gabi kholam, or a biscuit on top of coals. Elek desh yikru ponel bibod yom. Just as long as there is a crust on the outside of the bread, similar to what we're talking about when it came to food. Rebbe Lezer says kadesh yikrom hatachton shallah. The bottom part has to be crusted over. But these are both examples of the same principle, which is we are concerned, Chazal were concerned, that if you have something that's inedible, you may come to stoke the coals, and therefore we have to make sure that it is at least marginally edible. If not, we do what's called garuf akatam. We have to remove the coals, which today would consist of, let's say, ideally covering the knobs and taking tinfoil and covering over the entire heat source.